Hi listeners, welcome to my podcast. Here I discuss basic topics like food, health and fitness management. And today, I am discussing about how to stay healthy and active on vacations. Anchal is here to chit-chat and share some of his experiences about travel. He's doing diploma in travel and tourism. Hey Anchal, how are you?
Hi Shivani, I am fine. Even I love to travel in many places. I have been to many countries and I like the local foods and I travel a lot.
When we are on vacation, we kind of don't let ourselves educate on health. Staying fit and active and healthy is a big priority, and yet so many struggle to keep up with their healthy habits while on vacation.
Yeah, like we avoid the prescriptions that the doctors give us, and we especially lose on the exercise, the daily regimes.
And eat all kind of carbs. It really hurts the belief system. And modern progressive is to let's stay fit and upbeat. Take vacations to spend time, quality time with our loved ones and with the family. Indulge in a little self-care and explore new cities and environments. But meanwhile, don't deny the daily health regimes. Like, we become like a burglar trying to sneak in when we are after other blink protect ourselves. And then getting into the local food scenes, what to eat, what not to eat, getting all sorts of cravings.
Important to relax while we are on the vacation. It's common to fill your day with all kinds of activities and sightseeing while traveling, but not taking the time to relax and recharge.
And remember to stretch, do some light exercise like taking a walk or doing 20 minutes of yoga if on the beach. Well, overeating tends to be pretty normal when on vacation. Sometimes that can be helpful. Like when trying to minimize overeating patterns is by balancing out the junk food with healthy options every other meal. Things like peanuts, dates, energy bars are all great options. This also lets you spend less on the machine food items if you carry them from home at cheap rates or make few munching things from home.
Yeah, follow the basic rule of healthy diet by filling half your plate with fruits and veggies.
And then the constant desire to explore and adventure on vacation can oftentimes lead you to compromise on sleep. So remember to still, like, I aim for 7 to 8 hours of sleep when on vacation. That way you can have the energy to enjoy all activities you have planned. And again, if you are somebody who does not want to hit up the hotel gym, we should look for some recreational activities. Like that also helps you to explore your surroundings. Hiking, swimming, cycling, or a mere walk can help you get some physical activity. And as well as experience something that you will remember forever and get some snaps and a truly fulfilled satisfaction with the vacation. This is what I feel. Do you kind of keep certain things in mind while on travel? Something, you know, which we feel that, no, we always are supposed to have them with us.
For me, like, making oneself cozy is very important. Like, cuddling in hotels, it can really make a difference to your posture and energy when traveling.
Oh, my clothes, yeah. Sometimes I even prefer something like, we always get the towel gowns from the hotels. But I always prefer to have my personal towel gown or a towel or something like that. So these are some habits that look silly while we are on the travel, that why we are carrying these things with us. But basically these are something which makes sense because we are habitual and to certain things which we always prefer. Again, there is something which is Google Maps. We should always download the Google Map because if we are offline, still Google Maps are active. And the least we can do is say a few words in others' language. This creates empathy and belongingness. Like, just be a pure talker. You may save tons of money. Don't be like afraid talking to the other side of the world where we are traveling. Mingle with the locals. People are what turn places special. And it's enticing to get along with the locals if they are committed and if they are not looking for some profit. this is what I have personally learned and experienced. When you talk in the local language, say just anything, hello, hi, in the language that they prefer, it creates a different scenario altogether. And sometimes when we are like spending a lot of money, they tell us and they show us the places where if we actually spend the money, we are not losing out on the money, but actually saving the money.
Even I try to learn certain things from the locals. I always mingle with them, ask them the basic, especially at the food outlets. I prefer to ask them that what is this particular thing called in their language. And I like to follow the dialects.
There's an app, Duolingo app, an app which teaches you to read, write and speak a language starting with basic phrases. I actually made use of these app, and it's really, really helpful. There are certain people who are working from a long distance, and they prefer to talk to their office mates and what's going on in the office. It's not that we are on the vacation and we totally forget our workaholic beings. So there are professionals who love the flexibility of long distance work. And there's an app for that, which is Harvest, and it allows them to build their ideal routine and work-life balance. Like they use a time tracking software to stay aware of how many hours each person is working and on which tasks and projects they are working on. Then there is again a very good app is Bonusly, is a platform that allows everyone on the team to award the public micro bonuses to one another, which can be redeemed for a variety of goods and services. And they also celebrate teammates' birthdays by getting them gift cards to local restaurants and shops in their areas. So these are the two apps I always have in my phone. And especially this one, the Bonusly, they're like proactive by checking in with your co-workers regularly to identify and address any work-related problems. Do you use such things? Like something bizarre happened when you were traveling?
One time I was like in need of a hotel, and I didn't have internet that time, so I went to the streets and I was looking at the hotel scenario, and I found a hostel saying attractive residence, only pretty people advised to get in. And once I entered the hotel, it was like in a very pathetic shape. I felt like, oh my God, where I am stuck right now.
Well, for that we have an app which is known as Hostel. You should also download these apps so that, you know, when we are traveling, we shouldn't go anywhere and feel like, oh my God, now I am here at this place on vacation and I'm going to browse. Now, walking the distance and listing out which are the best destinations or the hotels for, you know, to spend the vacation. I think this is totally bizarre. Yeah, well, why to spend our energies in searching the things while we are on the vacation when we should actually be spending our time at the seashore or somewhere at the pub or wherever. So, yeah, even I have like faced some funny moments, like I got a koala hug from a random runner on the beach. I hooted, "You're disgusting." To my surprise, the old man hooted, "You are gorgeous." And gave me a brochure saying, "I run and I give koala hug to people. We are what we repeatedly do. I am a hugger." That was something really awkward for a moment, but then I really appreciated the concern and the kind of gesture this guy and the positivity this guy has in him. Like, he came running towards me and hugged me and said, "You're gorgeous." I was like, "Oh, most welcome."
Yeah, always good to get the band back together.
Yes, the band back together, of course. And then, yeah, this Hostel World app is something which is very good for people who are, you know, feeling this awkwardness in themselves. Yeah, so these are the things that we experience all the time when we are on vacation. Another funny kind of thing happened when, you know, we got tipped from hotel when we were supposed to give the tip. They gave us a gift card saying, to those who are generous enough to keep hotel rooms as it is, and especially when toiletries are not taken.
Yeah, but one time I taught people scuba diving, although I did not get paid. And yes, it was a good gesture to make others feel comfortable.
Yeah. There are many things that we can do while we are on vacation. We can earn money. It's not that we are on the vacation, we are spending all the money. There are many things that people do nowadays, like you said, scuba diving things. People are they teach, and there are like online English classes that you can teach to others. These are things that people do, like work from home. So these things that we probably earn from home, things can be done while on the vacation as well. There are many things like, you know, the first thing in the morning that I do when I'm on the vacation is, if I get to know some stranger who's like walking beside me on the seashore or somewhere, and I don't know now what to talk about, so I'll start with the weather, and I take a sip of drink or something, and that makes a very nice atmosphere for even for the other person. So getting indulged with something, talking about something where we are, we see the travelers, they come from different places. It's very good to share the experiences of how my country is, how your country is. And then the vacation tips are like, pack some easy healthy snacks in your carry-on. Some ideas include vegetables, hummus, fruits and berries, or even hard-boiled eggs. The protein fills you up all the time when you are vacationing. Snack on these healthy foods throughout the day to curb those junk food cravings, and temptations to indulge never go away, and they will challenge you in your efforts to maintain the weight and fitness you deserve and desire. So vacation is something that you should always have. You are supposed to have fun all the time. Snack in and enjoy the vacations.
Well, I take to animal stories to put me to sleep. I always listen to something or have a book which is related to the...
Yeah, animals is like something, yeah, anything which can put us to sleep, watch TV, something on internet. Yeah, these things are really beneficial while we are, you know, on vacations. But most of the time we feel cozy enough, like in the beddings and all. Okay, if you are listening to this on Anchor, you can leave us a voice message saying how much you enjoyed the podcast, or feel free to make us talk about any topic you want. Signing up for Anchor is free, and they are the company we podcast host and distribute the podcast. Remember to tune in next week for a brand new episode. Thanks again for listening, and have an amazing day. And I'm Shivani from Irbis Podcast. See ya. Thank you.